Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by Erica Northwick. She is the environmental educator at the Dallas County Conservation Board. And Erica, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
It is my pleasure to be here, Shaquan. As one of the naturalists of Dallas County, we're all running around with programs, and I know it's hard for you to get a hold of us sometimes, but we're super excited to get to share about all the stuff we have coming up with four of us on the team running programs with school groups and field trips and public programs. We're always trying to make sure people know what's going on so they can get involved with us too.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. And I love your energy. You're really fun to talk to. So thank you. Well, let's start off. Obviously the big thing in March is spring break, kids out of school. And I hear that you have a lot of programming going on. So why don't you touch on some of the stuff that's coming up during that week?
Absolutely. We've got so much cooking coming up. We're thinking about it months in advance when we try to program a little bit of spring break adjacent. We got programs starting on Friday, March 14th. If you are someone who's like, the weather's starting to get nice, March is when things are usually warming up, might snow, who knows, yeah. But nature doesn't care if it snows a little bit. In March, we start seeing those early spring wildflowers. They start popping up in those forested areas. And if you want to join us Friday, March 15th at Sportsman's Park in Dawson, one of our naturalists is going to be leading an early spring wildflower hike. And look for those small early bloomers that are coming out. Sportsman's Park usually has some very fun, beautiful spring wildflowers. If you want to join us, that'll be in the morning that Friday, 10 a.m. for a wildflower hike. Come join our naturalist out there on a Friday morning hike. That's right before spring break starts. Join us if you can. So that's kind of spring break adjacent. Then actual spring break proper, we've got something going on every day that week. If you're ready for this, I will dive right in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, just go ahead and hit us with it here.
Starting off Monday, March 17th at one of our biggest parks, King Conservation Area. Join us in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. For part two of our 2025 phenology series, phenology is the study of change in patterns in nature over time. So you don't have to be part of part one if you weren't there for that first program in the fall. You can join at any point during the series throughout the year. It's just coming out to the parks and seeing what is happening in nature as time changes. So if you want to join us on Monday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the 17th for the second part of our phenology series for a guided hike, come out to King Conservation Area. That'll be on that Monday of spring break. And St. Patrick's Day. There might be something green popping up. Who knows?
There you go.
And then on Tuesdays, very excited for that. That'll be at Forest Park in Perry. That's our main office area, Forest Park Museum. That'll be Tuesday, March 18th in the morning at 9 o'clock. It is a live animal program featuring reptiles of Iowa. We have some snakes and a turtle that we keep at Forest Park at our office that we use for education. I myself will be leading that program. So come learn about some of the reptiles that Iowa calls home. Get a chance to meet a couple of our ambassador animals and a chance to actually pet a snake or a turtle if you would like to. Not required to come to the program if you don't want to. You can always watch from a distance.
Okay.
I know it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Right.
But that'll be a live animal program. If it's nice outside, we'll be outside for the program. If it's questionably too cold, because the reptiles don't like the cold, we have indoor space.
Awesome.
So rain or shine, we're having that program at Forest Park, 9 in the morning, Tuesday, March 18th in Perry. Then on Wednesday, come out to Vos Nature Area on Wednesday, March 19th at 8:30 in the morning for a spring bird hike.
Okay.
One of our naturalists, he loves bird. He is our resident bird guy. He knows just about anything you could ask. He is one of the most fun people to go onto a bird hike with. Please join him for our bird hike. Spring birds are coming. They're calling. It doesn't matter what level of birding you are. If you just want to go out and look for birds, how to use binoculars. What do you look for when you try to find a bird? How to identify the different kinds of them? Join us for that spring bird hike on Wednesday, March 19th, Vos Nature Area. It's near Minburn, 8:30 in the morning. That'll be Wednesday of spring break. Thursday's very fun.
Okay.
It's a two-part day.
Uh-oh.
There's a morning program and there's an evening program.
Okay.
There's a lot happening. I told you we had a lot cooking.
Yes.
If you feel like you want to get outside and you want to do something, you want to give back, you want to feel like you want to be a part of the parks and you want to give back in a way that helps support these wild natures of Dallas County, we are doing a Snyder Rescue trash pickup. So the Raccoon River Valley Wildlife Area Snyder Tract is also near Minburn. It's south of Vaux Nature Area. It's right off of Minburn Road. You can actually like Google Wildlife Snyder area and it'll pop up.
Awesome.
And we also have it on our website. We have it in the links. We're going to do trash pickup there. We're looking for, it's right off the river, different litter. Bring your own gloves.
Okay.
We will have other tools to help pick up materials, but bring your own gloves. If you feel like giving back to the natural areas we have here, staff will be out there. Us naturalists will be out there picking up. We'll have other members of our team and crew as well with conservation to help pick up. If you want to give back to the natural areas as well, that'll be in the morning. We will be out there from 10:30 to noon. If you want to come and go and help with the trash pickup, that's what we'll be doing Thursday of spring break if you'd like to join us there at the Snyder Tract. Beautiful area. We take field trip groups out there. We do public programming out there. People go fishing out there. The Snyder Tract is a wonderful area. So we're very excited to be leading a trash pickup out there in such a well-used area.
Awesome.
In the evening of Thursday, it's spring equinox.
Okay.
So if you want to celebrate the spring equinox, you can join us at Hanging Rock Park. That's in Redfield. So you want to go down to the southern part of the park. We have an astronomical clock at that park. So that is a series of stones. And if you want to learn more about what that astronomical clock is, how that pertains to the landscape and the cultural history of it, go to that spring equinox program. That is the evening program. That'll be from 7 to 8 p.m. at Hanging Rock. That is a very fun time, and you can learn a lot about that as well. And it's also kind of a very different, fun, beautiful way to bring in the turning of the seasons, especially if you've never gone out and done it before.
Sure.
So you can hit up that spring equinox program Thursday evening of spring break as well. And it's spring break, so you don't have to worry about school the next day.
Right, yeah.
That's one way to look at it, too.
Absolutely.
And then to cap off that spring break, Friday morning, this is something a lot of people ask us about. Back at Vaux Nature Area, we have a geology museum. Okay. It's not generally open to the public unless we have someone there to keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Because Vaux Nature Area was donated land from the Vaux family. And the last Vaux were Lyle and May. They were geologists and donated their collection to start the museum. We are having a Rocks Rock geology open house.
Uh-oh.
So we are opening the geology museum for people to come and go from 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon, Friday of spring break. Come see the collection.
Awesome.
Come ask some questions. Come hike the trails. The geology museum will be open for the public to see and see the specimens. Otherwise, people only see it when they come on field trips or other public programs that we host when we let them in. And a lot of people ask, when is the museum going to be open? Do you ever have it open? We're like, we hear you. We do. We promise.
Yes.
We promise we do. We are having a geology museum open house March 21st, Vaux Nature Area. Come check out the geology museum. There are beautiful specimens from not just Iowa, but around the world. The Vaux family traveled the world. We have other specimens that were brought to us over time and donated. Rocks, minerals, geodes, agates, all these different things that were brought over. And other exhibits that pertain to Iowa landscape as well.
Okay.
A naturalist will be there to help answer questions. I'm hoping that we'll have a nice turnout because people are so curious about the things that are there. And a little bit of a teaser.
Uh-oh.
Rocks are not just the color we see with our eye. When you place them under UV light, different colors are visible.
Huh.
And we can show you that.
Awesome. Well, you know what? You got me hooked. Wow. All right. I am like ready to just like follow you back now to the conservation. Just get started here. That's the Dallas County Conservation Environmental Educator, Erica Northwick. Erica, thank you so much for detailing all the fun events going on for spring break. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. And for all of those that are interested in those programs we're doing, please follow us on Facebook. We post updates to the programs and reminders of what's coming. And please register on Eventbrite.
Okay.
That's where we can email people reminders. And if things happen to change, that also tells us how many people are coming so we can be prepared. And we hope to see you all there with all these fun programs we're planning with spring break. Come play with us. Come learn something.
Absolutely. And please go join the Dallas County Conservation Board. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Erica, thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, Dallas County Let's Talk program always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.